Do you ever have ringing in your ears?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, actually, all the time. For a while, I thought I was dying or something like that. And I still might be. Frankly, I don't really have an answer as to why it's happening.
Yeah.
I was getting that pulse in my ears for a while, too. And my wife has been dealing with this. She just had to have an MRI over this. Nobody has an answer, by the way.
Well, I did some research because lately I've been having the ringing in my ears. Now, I've always been taught growing up that when your ears are ringing, that means somebody's talking about you.
Of course. I mean, that's medical science.
Yeah. So if your ringing is in your left ear, that means they're saying something good. But if the ringing is in the right ear, that means that they're saying something bad.
Do these people laugh at themselves when they say this out loud to their children?
You mean my mom? Does my mom laugh when she taught me that growing up? Nope. She was dead serious, and I believed it to be science my entire life. But it's been happening so much lately, and I'm like, gosh, like, who are all these people talking about me? So I finally started to Google it. I'm like, well, maybe it's not just people talking behind my back. Maybe there is something happening. So it's called tinnitus.
Yes.
I think I'm saying it right.
Pulsating tinnitus. If you hear the thump, it's pulsating tinnitus. But I think that regular, just the ringing is, yes, it's a type of tinnitus.
Yeah, and it says age-related hearing loss or ear injury or a problem with the circulatory system. So I was like, oh, well, like, that seems a little bit more something I should be concerned about rather than somebody just talking smack behind my back, you know? So I looked and it says, is something to worry about? Is this something that I should be concerned? Like, am I going to have to call my doctor and like explain like, well, for the last 6 months, I just thought that people were talking about me, but now I've done some Google research. And they say that no, generally it's fine and you shouldn't be concerned, except that it can cause depression, anxiety, and loss of hope, which I was like, wait a minute. That seems like something I should be somewhat concerned with, right?
Don't worry about it. You're fine.
Yeah. Except you're going to hate your life and have loss of hope. What? What is that?
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
You know, Raven, my dad owns restaurants. And every time that somebody would order a cannoli and I would hand it to them and somebody would say that over the years, I would just smile and be like, ah, ha, ha. I never actually knew where that came from.
Yeah, I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, I was just like, you know, you laugh it off and you're like, yeah, you're funny. I haven't heard that a million times. But I didn't realize that it's actually a movie quote from The Godfather because I had never seen The Godfather.
Yeah, this is one of the craziest things to me is that Anna hasn't seen some of the biggest movies over the decades. I mean, movies that pretty much for everybody else have been mandatory for them to watch. The Godfather being one of them.
Yeah, and it's celebrating its 50th anniversary. This past weekend, they just re-released it in a lot of theaters. But I'm not alone, Raven. We asked on our Facebook page what movie people would be surprised that you've never seen. And there's the Harry Potter movies, Pretty Woman, Ghostbusters, Star Wars. But a lot of people were like me, and they said they'd never seen The Godfather.
How did you not see Pretty Woman? What? Oh, my gosh. Tell me you've seen it.
In pieces. I don't think I've ever sat from beginning to end, but I've seen a lot of it in pieces.
Atrocious. All right.
All right. So yesterday I was like, you know what? I'm a grown-up. I'm going to watch The Godfather, not knowing that it's 3 hours long.
Yeah, it's a commitment.
Oh, my gosh. Why is that movie so long? Like, it easily. As I was watching it, I was self-editing it. I was like, we could cut this scene out. We don't need this scene.
Well, the thing is you got to get through all three, really, to decide what it is that could actually end up on the editing floor. I'm with you, though. I mean, I've told you my biggest thing is if I wake up, there's like a Godfather marathon. A lot of times, you know, they'll run all three of them in a row.
Yeah.
And I'll wake up throughout the day, you know, because inevitably I'll end up falling asleep if I'm sitting in front of my couch, and I won't know which movie I'm watching. I'll know that it's all The Godfather, but I won't know which number it is.
Somebody had texted me yesterday, and they said, when you're done with it, you have to watch the second one, because everyone knows the second one is the best. And I said, there is no world where I put myself through this kind of treachery all over again. But I have some thoughts. One, it's obviously too long. Two, it's so dark. Like, so half the time, I couldn't even see what was going on. And I know it's for, like, cinematic effect and all that. But,
sure.
I mean, turn a light on. My God.
It was old, too. I mean, it was old, right? They're thinking of those velvet rooms, the darkened rooms, right? Okay.
It's oddly not as violent as I thought it was going to be. Mm. I thought it was going to be more gory, like, with the exception of the horse head scene. No spoilers, because it came out 50 years ago.
right.
It was all right. But the real problem I had, and it keeps bothering me, and all last night I kept thinking about it, is that Michael goes to Sicily to hide, right? Mm-hmm. He meets that beautiful Sicilian girl, Apollonia. He marries her. They blow her up in the car.
That's right.
And nobody ever addresses it ever again. Like, it was like...
That's how it is.
Nobody... But he got married in Sicily and didn't tell his family. They blew her up, and then all of a sudden she was just gone. And all I kept thinking was, that poor girl.
Remember.
That poor girl.
They're Catholic, so this is the easiest way to do it, right? It's very cut and dry there. Once she's gone, she's gone.
That's terrible. That's terrible. But needless to say, I won't be watching The Godfather 2. I'm good.
Are you sure? Because it could be on all this week.
No, I'm good.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That drives you nuts. It's your chance to get it off your chest. You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Raven, if you use your 13-year-old daughter's safety as an excuse as to why you have to watch every single episode of Euphoria, that's all I need to know about you.
I haven't watched this show yet, but I hear it's pretty wild, to tell you the truth. I know it's popular, so everybody's talking about Zendaya and you know, a couple other performances in there. But I would imagine that, you know, you've got a cable show involving teenagers. There's going to be some questionable stuff on there.
Absolutely. And Hayden, my older daughter, she's going to be 13. Mm-hmm. She had made she mentioned it, and she said, like, yeah, everybody's talking about it on TikTok.
Yeah.
And then my husband, Paul, read some article online about why kids shouldn't be watching this show.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's committed to the series. But I said,
wait a minute.
Why are
you
watching it?
Your husband's committed to it?
Yes. And every once in a while, he'll just bust out. He'll be like, this is like what happened in Euphoria. And I'm like, Paul. He's like, I'm just watching it so she doesn't watch it. I go, what are you talking about? You're just obsessed with the show now. Isn't it the weirdest thing?
Yeah, that is strange. I mean, again, not having seen it, I can't quite understand. But sometimes the show does get a hold of you, you know. Who knows?
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
If you're always late, that's all I need to know about you. I work in a doctor's office, and it kills me. People just waltz in there 10, 15 minutes late, and they think it's okay, and they act like there's nothing wrong, and then they push the whole schedule back, and people that were on time are now wondering why they have to wait because other people were late. It's so frustrating. Every day I'm dealing with this, and I can't stand it. If you're tardy to the party, stay home.
Oh, I like that. I like tardy to the party. It's everything I want.
Everybody knows in the office that it's your fault. Mm-hmm. You at the front desk, we understand that it's your fault. I know it the second that I walk in there.
Yep.
No,
absolutely not.
But I do go crazy when I'm sitting down and I've already checked in right now and then somebody walks in after me and then they go back there before me. That drives me insane. Appointment or not, I'll burn this place to the ground.
A little much. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, okay. So when people use pet names for me, like they're calling me like sweetie or honey, and they don't know me, like that's all I need to know about you. My name is Elizabeth. Call me Elizabeth. You don't need to call me sweetie, honey, baby, like whatever. If I don't know you, no. I'm Elizabeth. That's it.
I agree with this. I can't. It's one of my biggest pet peeves.
I don't like to be called sir.
That's just because you don't want to be thought of as old.
Listen, if the kid is below 18, call me sir. That's okay. All right. Over 18, if you call me sir, like seriously.
Nobody's ever called me ma'am. No one has ever called me ma'am.
I'm going to make sure it happens.
Ugh. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
Hi. If you lower your tips after your DoorDash delivery has arrived, even if it was on time and everything, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, I've heard this.
Yeah, me too. Why? I don't understand why people are doing this again.
I think what it is because I've heard about this with Instacart. You know, if somebody gets together and they start complaining about their Instacart customers, is that they do it because that means somebody will grab your order right away.
Because
and they'll say, oh, yeah, you know, they'll take that order, right? So you get the person that's closer to it and ready to grab your stuff right away. And then they bring it and then they rescind part of the tip.
So they're basically just doing it to get faster service, faster delivery, and then they take part of the tip away. Wow, that is terrible.
It is terrible. And you know what? So the thing is you can't rate them, though. So you can't rate customers. Like on Uber, you can rate a customer or a rider just like, you know, they rate a driver.
Yeah.
Can't do that on DoorDash.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awful.
What's up with that?
What is up with that?
You're an evil person that rescinds tip.
Producer John works events at this restaurant. Now, I have been hearing for years through the grapevine that this really nice family-friendly restaurant after hours turns into like a crazy bar with propositions and really
I mean, you're beating around the bush. Say the words, Anna Zapp.
It's a swingers bar.
I mean, people are not going to know what you're talking about here. I mean, just get to it.
And I kept telling John that this was it, and he didn't believe me, and he would keep going to events. And John, what happened?
All right. First of all, this is a very nice family establishment. They have treated me very nicely. And someone tried to pick me up. A couple of people tried to pick me up, if I'm being honest with you.
So, wait a minute. So, you know, here's the thing. You can get picked up anywhere. I mean, that could happen, right? Especially at any establishment that turns into some sort of nightclub type thing at night here. But are they picking you up in front of each other, right? Like, is it somebody shoves a number in your pocket? Somebody else shoves a room key on you? Something like that. But is it happening in rapid succession?
Yeah. I mean, it was the first time. It was very nice, actually. It was very flattering. You know what I mean?
Sure, it was flattering.
I'm just saying.
Right.
It's not often in my life that I get to feel, you know, like a
wanted.
like a valuable commodity.
And it was like a piece of meat,
like a piece of meat.
Like a bison being traded at some sort of show. Okay.
That's what I was trying to avoid saying, Raven.
So let me understand this now. Even though you're parading around peacocking now, loving the fact that you were treated like an Angus. I want to just get the full scope of what's going on here, because obviously the two of you had a conversation before I entered here. So were you there like playing a show? I mean, as a musician, were you, you know, doing an acoustic thing? What were you doing?
I was there emceeing an event. Was hosting an event.
So then that's natural, Anna, right? He's running around. He's the MC. He's kind of the life of the party. People are, you know, they're excited by that.
Raven, my dad is the one that told me about this. Now, he said, you know, Anna, what happens there after dark, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I said, yeah. And I, of course, I didn't know because I'm clueless. And then he filled me in, like, in a very dad-to-daughter way. And I put the pieces together. And he said, and John, I know you're very excited because you're getting hit on, but he said a lot of these women are considerably older. Is that true?
Well, that would be my follow-up question.
That would be accurate.
Okay. I mean, what is considerable? 15, 20 years?
About 15, 20 years would be the average. I'm mid-30s, so yeah, I would say about 15 years would be the average.
I mean, in that neighborhood, though, I mean, some of those ladies could easily, I mean, they're probably worth five times what you are.
Yeah, like more of like 10. Yeah.
This has always been the rule for me, okay? Because it's always been one of the strangest things that I've ever witnessed. Because, you know, I've heard about restaurants like this, all right? Mm-hmm. Different places or nightclubs or whatever. And they always seem to be in kind of weird neighborhoods. And, like, you know, they have a reputation for
not
a couple counties around. No, this one, it's right in the heart of it.
Yep.
If you
beautiful.
Ever, if you mm-hmm. ever go in a restaurant and they have a hot tub or a pool, what? That is a swinger joint. That's a swinger joint.
All right, so let's get down to it. John, you got this folded up phone number that you've been carrying in your pocket now for days. Are you going to call this lady or not? She's a grown woman. So, are you going to call this lovely ma'am? Are you going to call her or not?
You are so awkward when it comes to this. Are you going to just call her?
I'm thinking about it.
Oh, well, you know what? You already screwed up. You have to make that call inside of like 3-4 days.
I mean, I missed that window. I definitely missed that window.
Oh, no. Man.
I think those rules don't apply to cougars. I think he's all right.
I mean, at that age group, they could be dead by now.
Raven. The sanctions against Russia keep piling on, as they should, because what's happening is horrifying. But every day, Raven, I see these new bans and decisions against Putin, and I'm like, yeah, okay, but does that matter? Does he care at all?
Well, I think it's the cumulative effect of everything, right? If you start getting the economic pinch on yourself, you know, you don't feel it if you're the czar, but if your friends are complaining to you about it, then that's a problem. And then you get everything else shut down all over the place. I mean, no air flights, no this, no that. That stuff is going to start to take a toll sooner or later.
Right. First, there's the big Russian sanctions, and that's all the financials, which 100%, like, hit them in the pocketbook. That's where it hurts, right? You'll realize that.
If you're not willing to hit them on the front line, that would be the best step, yes.
Then FIFA kicked Russia out of the World Cup, and soccer is super important, you know, across Europe. So that's a big deal.
To everybody but me. To everybody but me, soccer's a big deal.
Yes, including me. But then, like, all of a sudden it started making news, things like Green Day canceled their Moscow show. And I was like, I mean, I don't know if Putin wears eyeliner and goes and listens to the Dookie album from 1994.
Guyliner.
Yeah, guyliner, yeah.
Right.
Then yesterday, okay, I saw that Putin's black belt has been revoked by the International Taekwondo Organization. And I was like, what are we going to take away now? It's like his Jiffy Lube loyalty card, his AAA card.
You know, it's funny. When you first mentioned this, I didn't think much about it. But I know that he's big into the martial arts. And I'm trying to think about things that would, like, personally upset him. Mm. And, like, I mean, if you took away, like, his right to have all those photos with, like, his shirt off riding horses.
Right.
Or, like, when he's hanging out next to a bear or doing these hyper-masculine things that he typically tends to be, like, photographed doing. Like, I mean, that's going to upset him. I mean, how else can you explain the Steven Seagal friendship and the fact that that guy's over there living in Russia?
So, wait a minute. You're trying to tell me that Putin probably cares more about his black belt being revoked besides the fact that, like, we've basically devalued the ruble?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's possible with an ego-driven guy like that. I mean, anything's possible. Of course, he's just going to ring China, and they're going to give him another one anyway. So just, you know, give him one for free. But all I'm saying is like, right now, today, that could be bothering him.
What's going on, guys?
So last Friday, I had lunch with my best friend, Danielle, and she kept talking to me about all the influencers and the new thing that they're wearing that we also need to start wearing are these harnesses, which I immediately was like, Dan, whatever you're saying, we're too old to do this, and there's no world where we should be wearing harnesses.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. Dan, can you explain to Raven why you think we should wear harnesses now?
First, let's start with what a harness is for the layman who does not understand what it is that you're talking about.
Well, okay. So it's like this leather thing that you put like each arm in, and then it has like a belt across the waist. So it's almost, you know, it kind of looks like those things that you're supposed to wear like when you want to have good posture, but it has like metal on it and stuff. That's a harness.
It's like a girdle or a framework.
Yes.
That goes around the outside of your body is what you're telling me.
Yeah.
And you don't wear this underneath the clothes. You wear this above the clothing as an accessory. Am I correct on that?
Correct, yes.
Okay, please explain to me why it is that you two need to be wearing these now and that this is a movement that people should take notice of.
You know, I don't really know. I think I'm realizing that I'm heavily influenced by what I see on TikTok. So there's this girl there, and like she's from like, I don't know, the UK or something.
She'd
she's
have
British.
To be
every
somewhere else, right?
No, these are no. Right, no, I did my research. No, this
she's
is a thing.
So cute. She's totally tattooed and like she's pretty cool. So anyway, she gets dressed every day, and she's like, "It's Monday, let's get dressed." And she like makes the harnesses, right? So she sells them. So it's always incorporated in her outfit, but she wears them with like Gucci and Fendi and like all this cool stuff. And like, so she'll get dressed and she'll put like a baggy shirt on. And then she's like, today I'm going to add a harness. And she puts it on and it looks so good. And now I want one.
So when she first told me, I was just like you, Raven. I was like, this is Dan. No, like one, we're too old for this. And if I put a harness on, because in my mind, if you still can't picture what the harness is, it's like a suspender that goes over your shoulders, but it cuts off under your chest, under your breast.
Yeah.
And all I kept thinking is, my boobs are going to eat the harness. Right. They're just going to lay right over them, and you're just going to see like these two straps coming over like a bra that I'm wearing on the outside of my shirt, right?
I picture it like a utility belt that you wear in a dystopian society, like, you know, past the apocalypse, like Mad Max.
Uh-huh.
As a matter of fact, the road warrior, the bad guy, he had many harnesses, but I'm guessing that you would wear a different looking one than that.
But she keeps sending me these influencers and these videos. I'm like, you know what?
I love the idea that you are at home watching the video of an artisan harness maker from the UK. And then you're like, and you're doing it on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. Yeah. I mean, you told me it's every day
but
of the
also,
week. Right. Okay.
Also, I'm signed up for notifications when they're available again because they're sold out.
Yeah, of course they are. Right.
Yeah. I mean, I would have one by now if they weren't sold out. I just can't figure out.
That's
you
Danielle.
Know.
Danielle is also a size 2 and will fit into anything. But here's the thing, Dan.
That harness honestly could come from like a dog leash or something assembly, right? I mean, at your size.
Well,
right.
Good news. Okay. Even though H&M and a million different stores were sold out because they really are trending and they really are becoming a thing, I found them on Amazon and I ordered one and it's here. So I'm going to post a picture right now of me putting on this harness on our Instagram at Anna and Raven. You can see it for yourself and make the judgment call on whether you think these are a thing. What I do think is one day we're going to look back on this and we're going to say, this is one of the fashion trends we regret. When you look back on your life and you look at pictures of yourself, what is the fashion trend that you wore that you regret the most? 1-800-330-9999.
Danielle, who's my most fashion-forward best friend, swears that the newest accessory for coming up this spring is going to be harnesses. Now, if you haven't seen them yet, you can go to our Instagram at Anna and Raven. I'm modeling one for you so you can see what they are.
It's breathtaking.
Yeah, Raven, but here's the thing. She's usually right about these things, so I was like, oh, no, we're going to be wearing harnesses, you know?
Yeah, sometimes you just need to ignore no matter what anybody says, no matter what is all over the store shelves. I swear, sometimes they just don't actually ask real people. Like, that's how I feel about acid-wash jeans. What were we doing there, huh? What is that? Oh, look at the pattern on those. Look at that. I'm not feeling it.
They're coming back, too.
I know.
Yes. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the fashion trend that you regret the most?
The stirrup pants in the 1980s with the heels. Oh, my God. I look back and I'm like, oh, I cannot believe I wore them. They're so embarrassing.
Like, what was up with the stirrup pants? Like, why was that such a thing?
I have no idea, but I can tell you what was also worse, too, was those big black spandable belts that you'd put on over, like, a shirt, and then you'd wear the spandex. I swear, I thought I looked hot. I really did. I was like, damn, I look good.
And then the hair was, like, another 8 inches on top of your head in that same time period. I think the stirrup pants is spandex just wasn't what it was. What it is today it was the, you know what I mean? Like, there was no Skims. Like, the spandex would lose their spandexedness, and then they would, you know, that hence the need for the stirrups.
How high could your hair be? Aquanet.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the fashion trend that you regret?
Puka shell necklaces. They were just horrible, and you always had to get one when you're on vacation.
Oh, the shell necklaces.
Those are still a thing. I see those every time you go to any kind of beach community vacation place. They always sell them in the gift shop still.
Well, of course, right? Because, I mean, while you're there, everybody's like, oh, I'm going to remember this time. Then you get back home and you realize it just smells like sweat and salt water. And you're like, no, I'm never going to wear this again here.
No, right. The only people that wear those consistently are Dave Matthews fans, right? Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the strangest fashion that you wore that you regret?
Okay, I feel like it was around the year 2000. There were these rocket dog shoes that were like styrofoam platforms.
What are the rocket dog shoes?
Yeah, they were like these styrofoam platforms, and I think they were like $10, and they kept busting, and I should have just left them, but I kept buying new ones again and again and again, and I was like, why was I buying those shoes?
Oh my gosh, I'm looking at them now, and I 100% remember these. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
No, everybody had these. You weren't alone.
Anything styrofoam, remember, can double as a flotation device, so safety was at least at hand. Or a foot. See what I did?
Hi, it's Ian and Raven. Strangest fashion trend that you regret?
Tube tops. What were you thinking? What was happening? I mean, we had like the sausage boob, and then sometimes it was just so annoying to keep constantly having to like adjust it. You remember like the little thing you had to do, like kind of under your armpit to like make it go, and God forbid you were a little rowdy, that thing just goes rolling down like a really small pair of panties. Like, you were just done for. I'm not sure what we were thinking, why I did it. Who wants to wear her without straps?
I was never good with the tube tops. But then how about when we started wearing the bras with the clear straps? There's a whole legion of people that kids don't even know what the bras with the clear straps were. Why did we think that was okay?
And then they would change color. Do you remember? They would be like, they'd be like yellow or like a blackish color. Oh, man.
Discolored plastic sounds disgusting.
And they would hurt, too. They would cut into your skin. One Christmas, Raven, I have a picture of me, and I wore this to church, keep in mind, wearing leopard pants, a poncho, and a cowboy hat.
Wow.
Thank you, Madonna. Remember Madonna made that a big thing, like in the early 2000s? That's what I wore to church on Christmas Day.
Early 2000s? I was going to say, hello, late 80s. Oh, my gosh.
That was the early 2000s. Oh, my gosh. My best friend Danielle insists that harnesses are going to be the newest fashion accessory for this spring. And if you want to see a picture of what they look like, I ordered one on Amazon. You can see it at Anna and Raven on Instagram.
But Leopard pants at church.
Like, can you imagine? What was I thinking?
Thank God you do all these nice things nowadays, or else you'd never be ever getting into heaven. You wouldn't be there. Nope.
I had a cowboy hat, a poncho, Raven. I was wearing a poncho.
Like, what?
What is the fashion trend that you look back on and you cannot believe you wore it? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
I just need to jump in on the harness conversation because I had to Google it because I had no idea what that even would look like. First picture, beautiful girl wearing this harness. After that, all dogs. All dogs wearing harnesses.
Every one of them, right.
Yep. Have a good one. Thank you.
And Ann Raven, what was that questionable fashion choice that you remember?
Well, I used to tight roll my pants in high school.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, and did you have, like, the Reebok high tops with the two Velcro straps on the high top side? Because that's what I had.
I think I was wearing the Samba Ks.
Okay.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. I was into the Sambas.
Yeah.
That was up my alley.
Well, that's all the soccer fans, right? Yeah, okay. See, that's why I didn't go that way, because, you know, I despise soccer. But I get it. I saw the look. I see you, bro.
Hey, Anna and Raven, what's your questionable fashion choice?
Overline lipstick. Or lip liner, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the lip liner was much darker.
Like TLC? Yes.
I never liked the look of that. I mean, obviously, I'm not the one putting it on, but I was the one kissing mouths back then, and I never liked the look of that.
I have some friends that still
horrible.
Do it.
It was horrible.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
They still do it? Yeah. I believe it.
Yeah, tell them to stop today.
Yes, today.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Strangest fashion that you wore that you regret?
I used to wear those Janko jeans with the really big bootcut legs with the chain wallets on the side, and you couldn't even see your feet underneath the jeans. That was the trend.
My brother. Yeah, my brother wore those too.
Like a skater guy?
Yeah,
right?
The skater ones.
Is that the look?
Yeah. Yeah. I never understood the long chain on the wallet. It was like, if somebody gets this and they run away, they're basically dragging you like a dog. It's like a leash. It's so long, right?
I mean, it has a snap on it. If they get their hand on your wallet, they're probably still leaving with it.
Yep.
I think they had those wallets and those chains because that was like the skater guy weapon. Like, he could pull that out and like hit somebody with it. I think that was the skater guy weapon.
Perfect.
Skater guys are sometimes a target, you know?
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. The fashion trend you regret. What is it?
The cold shoulder shirts, you know, when it's open on the shoulder and goes all the way down on the arm. And the thing is, it's not that old. The people still wear them.
I
regret it.
Like, that's a hot minute. Like, that was like 3 months ago. I just threw out my cold shoulder shirts this past weekend.
You know what confuses me is the ones where it's only one shoulder. It's one shoulder, like on a dress or whatever. And I'm like, okay.
No.
That's the style then? Right.
Off the shoulder one dress is one thing. But, like, why did we wear shirts? And I know there's probably some people right now that are looking at the shoulders and like, I'm wearing it right now, that would just slit at the top down the middle. Like, it was literally a cold shoulder, and we paid extra for that. Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, is fascinating, Raven. I've been, like, falling down that wormhole of the internet, researching him and learning all about him.
Yes, he's very enigmatic. Everybody is paying attention to what he has to say, right? I think he's been doing a great job under the circumstances. I mean, what more can the man be doing? He's rallying his people.
Yeah, he's being called the modern-day Winston Churchill. And there's this two-minute video that has gone viral, and it's back in 2006 when he was competing on Ukraine's version of Dancing with the Stars. And he's really good.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, he's a really good dancer. I don't know why you just assume that presidents don't know how to dance or how to do anything like that. But, you know, like you said, he's been very visible lately. He's been fighting alongside his soldiers. He's
out there with the vest. He's in the streets. I mean, he could have taken a lift out of town, but he's staying. He's doing all the right things.
Yeah, but he's not like a career politician. Like, he didn't follow that political path. He was a comedian early in his career after he got his law degree.
Mm-hmm.
But how he became really famous in Ukraine was that he was on this popular TV show called Servant of the People in 2015. And he played a high school history teacher that becomes president. And then after 3 years of the show being wildly successful, they were like, you know what? Do you want to do this for real?
Do you realize that the mayor of the capital city was a boxer? He was a world-class boxer. Yeah.
I don't know. It seems very like Ronald Reagan-esque, if you think about it.
Yeah,
right?
it is wild. But, I mean, like, they have multiple positions in that country that are done by people that were very famous before. Yeah.
Yeah. But here's the best part. When he ran for president, like, no political background, he beat the incumbent president by 73% of the votes.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, it wasn't even close.
I mean, it sounds a lot like America. We're just sick of you.
Right.
Get out of here. Right?
And he also voices Paddington Bear in Ukraine, like the movies. Like,
what?
Isn't that crazy?
That's wild, yeah.
I know. I feel like I have a crush on this guy. Like, every time I see him, I'm like, wow, he does a little bit of everything.
I didn't realize that when they send Paddington Bear to other countries, other people step in to do the vocal. I guess that makes sense, but who knew it was going to end up at the Capitol, at the president's office?
So I was like Googling Zelensky, trying to learn more, because of course you fall down the wormhole. And one of the questions that popped up on the Google searches is Zelensky married? And the answer is yes. He's been married to Olena Zelenska for 18 years. She's a screenwriter and they have two kids together.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, girls. It's not going to work out. Because you know his name was like the third search was like Zelensky hot.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Right. It immediately came up. Right.
Yeah, one of the other things that popped up right away was how old he was. I don't know why I assume, like, if you're a president, you're older. And he doesn't look old or anything like that. Guess how old he is.
I'll just say 42.
44.
Hey, pretty
That's
good.
That's pretty close. Isn't that crazy? 44 years old?
It does seem crazy, right? In America, yeah. Often the 44-year-old would be called a youngin', and they would say that he didn't have the experience.
Not in Ukraine. They were like, wait a minute. He played a president on TV. He's good to go. And you know what? They're right. He's doing a fantastic job.
Everybody loves Paddington. He's very huggable.
This has to be the worst diet that I've ever heard about. I mean, it sounds more like the stomach flu that's going through my house right now with my kids than it does an actual diet.
What's that?
So Aaron Rodgers, he's a quarterback in the NFL. He was talking about this diet. Here he is.
Yeah, I just got out of a 12-day Pancha Karma. Look that up. It's a cleanse that, you know, originated in India. It's been going on for thousands of years, and it's something I've done in the off season. So I'm just getting my head above the sand now and seeing what's going on out there.
I mean, this guy right here, Anna, he's such a hippie. All right. I don't know. I'm just getting my head out of the sand right now. Is Aaron Rodgers just getting stoned all the time? Is that what's going on here?
No, he's doing Pancha Karma, which I was like, what is Pancha Karma?
What is that? Sounds like an elephant walking through your village or something.
Well, he said look it up, so I was like, all right, let me look it up. And it's supposed to eliminate toxins from your body, strengthen your immune system, relax your mind and body. And I was on board for all of it until the next part where it says through upper and lower purging. What? Upper and lower purging? I'm like, what does that mean?
Sounds like you're making yourself throw up.
And the other one, too. So it takes, like, it's therapeutic vomiting or induced vomiting. It's forced diarrhea. It's eliminations of toxins through your nose. And what? It's done by nasal administration of medications. And it includes ghee, which I don't even know what ghee is. But I'm good. Like, when I heard this, I was like, wait a minute. Can I just go on Weight Watchers again? Like, this seems like too much.
Imagine if that was the treatment for, like, you know, a typical sinus infection CPAC, right? Like, if you have sleep apnea, we're going to just put you through this purge here. That Aaron Rodgers is crazy. Like, I know football is hard on your body, all right? And I know, like, he's a super smart guy and he's supposed to be all upper level and all that stuff. But I don't understand how it is that, you know, he thinks something like this would benefit him.
Medications given by enema.
Okay, that's enough.
Yeah. But I was like, you know, I don't know if he does this as a diet more as like a spiritual thing that he may do it. But I was thinking about what's the worst diet you've ever been on? Because I've been on all of them and I think I can rank them at this point.
Yeah, I've never really been on a diet per se, but I have had a bad diet. So like there was a time when I was only drinking soda and eating a Whopper every day. I was very, very, very poor. Was right at like my early 20s when I was living in Los Angeles. I should have just came home. But I was like, nope, I'm sticking it out. And I was like a Whopper a day. A Whopper was like a dollar. And I would eat like a Whopper a day. If it was a big day, two or three Whoppers. But that was it. Whoppers, and that was it.
And that made you healthy? I feel like your wife Alicia constantly.
No, it was absolutely terrible for me. No.
Your wife Alicia is always putting you on a diet. You come in, you have like three apples and a banana, and then you go and you eat all the potato chips and don't tell her. Yeah. I don't know what kind of diet that is.
I mean, the rules are just that I'm not allowed to eat anything really when she's paying attention.
I think the worst, too, that I've been on is the keto diet. And everybody swears by this keto diet, right? You lose all this weight. But the problem was, is I was eating, like, sausage and cheese and eggs, but then I would eat it with a loaf of bread. And the problem was, it defeated the purpose. It's like, well, as soon as you added the loaf of bread and the pasta, and I'm like, yeah, but I ate the eggs and the cheese and the bacon this morning.
Well, you won't retain any of the weight if you go hang out in India with Aaron Rodgers, apparently. Oh,
with an enema. No, thank you.
Oh, no thanks.
No.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us and let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Caleb and Lorraine. Lorraine, what's going on?
Hi there. Well, my boyfriend and I, we've been dating for a while, and we've decided that we're going to move in with a mutual friend. And he's a great guy, so I'm cool with that. Thing is, my friend wants us to each pay a third obviously Caleb and I will be being 2/3. And I think that makes sense because we'll be taking up more space. We'll have more time in the bathroom. And I just think that's legit.
So, Caleb, what's the problem with that? You guys pay 2/3 of the rent and your friend pays 1/3.
I think it should be half and half, honestly. I think we should have half the rent and he should take the other half of the rent. That's how it works usually because we're equaling one person and he's equaling one person as well. So I think it should be, you know, split it down the middle. All bills, all utilities, and everything right down the middle. Keep it the same.
I don't know about that. I mean, rent would be one thing to me, and that's if you've got the same size room. Are the rooms exactly the same, or is one a larger bedroom? Because if you've got the larger bedroom, you're getting more, obviously.
I mean, they're comparable. They're about the same size.
It depends on, too, what the bills include, right? If your heat and hot water is included, then to me it's the same. But if not, you know, you made a good point. It's, you know, the showers and all that stuff. You're not one person. You're two people.
But if you're sharing a bedroom, like right. If you and your friend moved in and you each had your own bedroom, you would split it down the middle. But no, I don't know. I don't know what's right here.
That's what I'm saying. And that's part of the advantage of once you start to cohabitate as boyfriend and girlfriend, too, is it's usually going to be easier on your finances. So if you lose that advantage, does that mean that you change where you go live?
Yeah. Well, why don't we see what the audience has to say? This is kind of a one that I'm not sure. Do you agree with Caleb that you guys are splitting a bedroom and it's a two-bedroom apartment, then you should be splitting everything down the middle that your friend pays for half and you and Lorraine pay for half, Caleb. But they may see Lorraine's side, too. It's three people living in one condo. Each of you pays 1/3. You will pay 2/3 for your share of the rent.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
It's a good thing we're good at math, Raven. It's a good thing.
Are you, though?
It's a lot of math going on here. It's really not that much.
It's not a lot of math.
It's hard to figure out who's right in this situation. Sometimes it's so cut and dry, and sometimes it's not. Caleb and Lorraine, they've been dating for a while now, and they're moving in with a roommate. So it's a two-bedroom condo. The roommate, who's a single person, will take one bedroom. Caleb and Lorraine will take the other. Caleb believes that they should split the rent and the utilities half and half. They take half, and then the roommate takes the other half. Lorraine disagrees, though. She says they're three people.
Yeah, Lorraine thinks that they should split the rent and the utilities, everything. They'll take 1/3 each of them. That'll be 2/3 for them, 1/3 for the remaining roommate. The way I did it growing up, Anna, was always this, is that if you have a larger bedroom, the master or whatever you want to call it, the larger bedroom, if you get that bedroom, it's 60-40, basically, because a lot of times the master would have its own bath or whatever. It's 60-40. Although, I didn't have a lot of times when I was living with a girlfriend with a roommate. To me, that's a recipe for disaster, period.
You said this wasn't a lot of math. Now you got 60-40 on top of 2/3 and a half.
There's only been like 3 equations. It's just a lot of math to you. It's not a lot of math to anybody else.
What do you think? Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
I'm on her side. There's three people, and to say that two people equal one is ridiculous.
Yeah, I get it. To me, it's always been about bedrooms, but, you know, I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong. I don't think you're wrong, right? I know that I would try and get away with paying with paying less, personally, myself.
I agree with you as far as the rent with the bedrooms, but utilities should be divided by 3.
Yeah, okay. Right. I'm cool with that.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Caleb and Lorraine have been dating for a while, and they're moving in with a mutual friend of theirs. It's a two-bedroom condo. Caleb and Lorraine are going to share one bedroom, and their friend is going to share the other room. Now, here's the problem. Lorraine believes that because they are three people, they should split the rent and the utilities by 2/3. Caleb disagrees.
Yeah, I mean, I think that if you were all living in one central room, that might make sense. But Caleb points out the fact, listen, the bedrooms are basically identical. We're sharing the same amount of space. He tried to argue that they're two people equal one. I don't necessarily sign off on that. But I mean, as far as the habitating space, I mean, it seems like they're each getting half, right? So half for each.
Yeah. What do you think about this? Checking our text line at 1-800-330-9999. I'm on the wife's side. There are two people, well, girlfriend's side. There are two people with two incomes. It's not fair to split it half down the middle if the roommate is paying half by themselves.
I didn't know that we did fair on square footage. I mean, is that really what we're talking about here? Fair versus unfair?
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
Hey, so I'm definitely on Caleb's side, and it's really ironic that you guys brought this up, because I just had this conversation with my aunt,
how she wants to split a two-bedroom three ways. And I don't think that's fair. I think it should be, you know, the couple, me and my fiance, and then my aunt pay half. You know, I see both sides, but I think I agree with Caleb a little bit more.
It's a tough call. It's trying to figure it out. I don't know if there's a right or wrong answer, to be honest.
I mean, when you move in with somebody, if you're a couple, you're usually thinking you're going to save some money on the bills. And then if you get a roommate on top of it, I mean, to me, roommates is all about saving money. There's really no other reason to have one. So that's what I'm trying to accomplish. And Raven, whose side are you on?
I think that the idea of them all splitting the rent in thirds is, I mean, in half would be a better idea. But since these two are both using utilities, it would only be fair to split the utilities all three ways. As long as both bedrooms are comparable sizes, like the gentleman said originally.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Caleb, our audience agreed with you. If you guys are having one bedroom and they're having one bedroom, then she's splitting the rent down the middle, but utilities are different. That's when you should split it into thirds. That's what ultimately we decided.
Good. I'm glad they see it my way. It makes the most sense.
I mean, here's the thing. You guys agreed to come on the show and talk with us about it, but one of you's got to break into your future roommate and see whether or not he's going to go for it. So congratulations right now, but I'm not sure it's over. Lorraine, you going to be all right with this?
Yeah, at least the bills will be each a third, so I get a little bit of what I want, I guess.
Some kind of compromise right there. All right, if you have a problem too, send an email at couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $2,000 thanks to Discover Card. If you're a value customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. Hey, Michelle, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Hi, Raven. Please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck.
All right, Michelle. As Raven is walking out of here, he's not going to be able to hear us. That soundproof studio door will be about to close. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in. Ask them the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. But if you can beat them today, $2,000. You ready?
Perfect. Let's do it.
Number one, Selena Gomez opted to go barefoot when presenting at the SAG Awards after she tripped and fell on the red carpet in her heels. She stars alongside Steve Martin and Martin Short in what Hulu comedy?
Only Murders in the Building.
Number two, Amanda Bynes has filed to end her parental conservatorship that she's been under since 2013. What princess of pop recently won a court battle to end her conservatorship?
Britney Spears.
Number three, director J.J. Abrams will be making a new Star Trek movie and will be starting filming soon. But the cast was surprised because no one told them. What is the 4-word spoken blessing that goes along with the Vulcan salute?
Please do Star Wars.
Number four, TikTok videos can now be up to 10 minutes long, up from 3 minutes. When TikTok first launched, how long were the video lengths?
1 minute.
And number five, speaking of video lengths, the now extinct Vine, which launched short-form video to social media in 2013, had a looping video that was how long?
32 seconds.
Okay, Michelle, let's bring Raven back in.
Yo.
All right, Raven. So Michelle got 2 out of 5.
Not too great, Michelle. Let's see how I do.
Number one. Selena Gomez opted to go barefoot when presenting at the SAG Awards after she tripped and fell on the red carpet in her heels. She stars alongside Steve Martin and Martin Short in what Hulu comedy?
Only Murders in the Building. I heard it's great, too.
It's on my list. I need to start watching that. I keep watching things and I just don't like it. I don't make it past the first episode.
Yeah, it's that time of year when there's a lot on TV.
Number two, Amanda Bynes has filed to end her parental conservatorship that she's been under since 2013. What princess of pop recently won a court battle to end her conservatorship?
Britney Spears.
Yes, you guys are tied at 2. Number three, director J.J. Abrams will be making a new Star Trek movie and will start filming soon, which came as a surprise to the cast because no one told them. what is the 4-word spoken blessing that goes along with the Vulcan salute?
Live long and prosper.
Yes, I like that you put up your hand and did it correctly, too. Number four, TikTok videos can now be up to 10 minutes long, up from 3 minutes. When TikTok first launched, how long were the video lengths?
I'll just take a shot and say 90 seconds.
No, they were 15 seconds.
Okay.
And number five, speaking of video lengths, the now extinct Vine, which launched short-form video to social media in 2013, had a looping video that was how long?
Wasn't it 6 seconds?
6 seconds is right.
Yes.
Yes. I'm sorry, Michelle. He beat you 4-2 today. That gets you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
My name is Michelle, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thanks for playing, Michelle. Hold on the line.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $2,100 tomorrow.